Greetings, friends, and welcome to this broadcast of Bible Studies. Ken Baird, your speaker. Today on the broadcast, we are going to continue our studies in selected psalms. And today we wish to take up perhaps the best known psalm in all the Psalter, the 23rd Psalm. We want to take up the 23rd Psalm as a psalm of the shepherd, the great shepherd of the sheep. On our last broadcast, we said that the 22nd Psalm speaks of the good shepherd that gave his life for the sheep. The 23rd Psalm speaks of the great shepherd that cares for the sheep. And then the 24th Psalm speaks of the chief shepherd that is coming to reign with his sheep. Shall we read the 23rd Psalm? And some of you won't even need to get your Bibles. But listen as we read Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. This psalm is so loved, and it's been spoken on so many times. I recall many years ago, I was asked by a pastor in a certain city to take over his radio program for the week. And I did so, and I took up the 23rd Psalm. I spent the entire week on the 23rd Psalm. He was still away, and the pastor's wife took up the next week, and I'm told that she spent the entire week on the 23rd Psalm. The third week, a captain at the air base, a fine Christian man, took up his study, and it was the 23rd Psalm. Now, I did not hear the pastor's wife and the captain. I was engaged in my office responsibilities, but I was told that there was no repetition in all of those 3 weeks on the 23rd Psalm. I believe it. I have had many, many outlines of my own making, and the last one that I did make, I just made recently, and I want to share it with you. I want to sum up the truth of each of these six verses of the 23rd Psalms with a single word for each verse. Verse 1, I want to sum up as satisfaction. Oh, what a great word. These are all multiple syllable words. They sound very important. They are indeed very important, all ending with T-I-O-N. Satisfaction, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Verse 2, relaxation. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. The third verse, restoration. He restoreth my soul. Verse 4, preservation. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Vindication. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Verse 6, consummation. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Let's look at these verses under these headings. One word, to summarize the truth of the entire verse. The word satisfaction. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. How could I want when the Lord is my shepherd? God's people have been led by shepherds. Moses was a shepherd. He was a shepherd for 40 years, keeping the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, before he led the children of Israel. It was necessary. King David, the most famous king of all Israel, was a shepherd. And our Lord Jesus Christ could say, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. And certainly, David can say this from his heart, and I can say it from my heart. I say, oh, David, I wish you hadn't written the 23rd Psalm. I wish I could have been the first one to say, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. But you know, it would be wrong to say that, wouldn't it? Let's let David say it. He was a shepherd. He knew what that meant. The Lord is my shepherd. He appropriated the Lord for himself. The Lord is my shepherd. Now, it's dutiful to consider the fact that the Lord is a shepherd. And it is more important to consider the fact that he is the shepherd. But the best fact of all, he is my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Therein lies true satisfaction. You know, this world is out after satisfaction. In this day and age, it's written right into our national heritage, the pursuit of happiness. That's what it's all about, being a democracy. The pursuit of happiness, independent liberty. And certainly, satisfaction comes with Christ. He could say, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger. And he that believeth on me shall never thirst. And we're living in a hungry and a thirsty world that have not satisfied that hunger and that thirst, the hunger of the soul and the thirst of the soul. They're trying to satisfy it with pleasure, but they can't get the job done. Robert Burns, the great Scottish poet, says, but pleasures are like poppies spread. You seize the flower, the bloom is shed. Or like the snowfall on the river, a moment wait, then gone forever. Or like the Borealis race that flit ere you can point their place. He should have known. Bobby Burns should have known. And he extols the lack of satisfaction in what this world has got to offer. We can find it in Christ. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. And then verse 2. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. Here we have relaxation. The Lord's sheep can relax in the goodness of their shepherds. The pastures are green and the waters are quiet. The Lord Jesus said to his own disciples on one occasion, they'd come back from a preaching trip. He had sent them out two by two to go on a preaching trip, and they came back and they began to tell him all that they had done. And the Lord said to his disciples, come ye yourselves into a desert place and rest a while. You know, I think we can get too busy even in Christian service. I think that we can get so busy that we don't spend time with the Lord. There is a flurry of activity. Oh, there is so much to be done. I know that. And many of you listening to this broadcast know that. There is so much to be done. But the Lord wants to spend time with us. Come ye yourselves into a desert place. He says, come. He's going with them. Come ye yourselves into a desert place and rest a while. Then there is verse 3. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. This is restoration. Sometimes the goodness of the Lord makes us complacent, and we forget the Lord who provides it. We get occupied with the blessings of the Lord and forget the Lord of the blessings. Now, in Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 10 to 13, and I'm not going to take time to read it, Moses warned the children of Israel when they got into the promised land not to forget the Lord when they got into their sealed houses. Unfortunately, they did forget him. Now, in verse 4, we have preservation. Complacency and plenty are dangers of their own making, but there are dangers from without. Dangers beset the path of the Christian, and the psalmist says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Oh, the one word that summarizes this verse is preservation. And the presence of the Lord protects. Nothing can happen to us. He's the big brother, so to speak, that we take along with a bully would put us down. Yes, when we're in his presence. What can happen to us? Absolutely nothing. There is no frustration and no fear when we're in the presence of the Lord, and he's protecting us. Now, in the fifth verse, we have these words written, "Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over." This word that summarizes this verse is vindication. Notice what he says. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. You know, Israel is vindicated in the scriptures. The Lord vindicates Israel. This is found in the 49th chapter of the book of Isaiah. And verses 22 and 23, we read there, "Thus saith the Lord God, Behold, I will lift up mine hand to the Gentiles, and set up my standard to the people, and they shall bring thy sons in their arms, and thy daughters shall be carried on their shoulders. The kings shall be, kings rather, shall be their nursing fathers, their queens thy nursing mothers. They shall bow down to thee with their face toward the ground, toward the earth, lick the dust of thy feet, and thou shalt know that I am the Lord." They shall know, rather, that I am the Lord, and thou shalt know it too. "For they shall be ashamed that wait not for me." They shall be ashamed that wait, they shall not be ashamed that wait for me. We want to get the proper negative in here. Now, this is vindication. The Lord vindicates his people. The Lord vindicates the church. We read in Revelation chapter 3, verses 8 and 9. "I know thy works," he's writing to Philadelphia, "behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man shall shut it, for thou hast a little strength, and hast kept my word, and hast not denied my name. Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews, and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before thy feet, and to know that I have loved thee." This is vindication. Last is consummation. "They shall surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Consummation. The best in this life and the best in the life to come. Goodness and mercy shall follow us. This is the Christian's trailer. And it's a good one, isn't it? Goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. When the Lord is good to you, he can be so good. And the best in the life to come, the house of the Lord forever. Oh, the Christian is provided for so amply in the 23rd Psalm. Our Father, today, we thank you in the name of the Lord Jesus for this wonderful psalm and what it brings before us. May we find our joys, our satisfaction, our all in thee. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.